Hello and welcome back to the Bulldog Sports Report. I'm Daniel Kiefner.
I'm Casey Arnold, and it's time again to recap our sporting events from the past few weeks.
And discuss upcoming events this week. It's been a while since we last covered the happenings in the Concordia sports events, so we'll be catching up on everything that's happened since our last podcast.
Concordia opened their Great Plains Athletic Conference play against the University of Jamestown. Action took place at Plum Creek Park on Monday, March 20th. The Bulldogs walked away with a sweep of the Jimmies to start GPAC play.
In game one of the doubleheader, a new career home run leader was crowned for the Bulldogs. Junior Joey Grabanski hit a no-doubt three-run shot in the bottom of the third inning, taking his career total to 48, surpassing Keaton Kander. This homer also tied the score at 3.
The Bulldogs won the game 7-6 thanks to a walk-off single by junior Alec Blakestead, who finished the game 3-4 with a run scored and the game-winning RBI. In Game 2, the Bulldogs left the Jimmies in the dust in a 7-0 victory on the back of a strong outing from senior Frankie Cresta, who pitched all 7 innings, only allowing 3 hits, no runs, and struck out 13 Jamestown hitters.
Following the games against Jamestown, the Bulldogs traveled to Concordia, Kansas on Saturday, March 25th, where they played 2 games against Mount Marty University. In Game 1, the Bulldogs fell 10-4. The Bulldogs did have 3 hitters in the game with 2 hits and 3 plate appearances.
In Game 2, Cresta again had a dominant outing to help the Bulldogs. He pitched 8 innings, only allowing 2 runs and striking out 5 batters. The seniors dominated the day, offensively backing up Cresta. Senior Tate Johnson went 4-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBIs. Senior Ben Berg also had a great outing, going 5-for-5 with the home run.
On Tuesday, March 28th, the Bulldogs hosted the Broncos of Hastings. The Bulldogs walked away with 2 wins, tallying 3 homers in both games, winning Game 1 13-1 and Game 2 11-5. In Game 2, sophomore Ty Nikolasek hit his first career home run as a Bulldog, and his teammate Berg slugged 2 balls over the outfield wall.
Following the games against Hastings, Concordia traveled to Orange City, Iowa, where they took on Northwestern College. Concordia lost Game 1 6-5, but made quick work of the Red Raiders in Game 2, winning 14-1. Game 2 was highlighted by a strong 5 1/3 innings of work from junior Caden Bergarski, who held the Red Raiders to 1 run on 5 hits while striking out 5 Northwestern hitters.
Even more impressively, for the third time this season, Grabanski tallied yet another 3 home run performance in Game 2 of against Northwestern. This also brings Grabanski's home runs on the season to 17 through the first 30 games. The Bulldogs have started the year 20-10 with a GPAC record of 6-2.
Looking ahead for the rest of the week, the team will play Dort University in 4 games at home. Games 1 and 2 will be at 1 and 4 p.m. on Friday, April 7th. Games 3 and 4 will be held on Saturday, April 8th, with action also at 1 and 4. Good luck, Bulldogs.
On Tuesday, March 21st, the men and women tennis teams traveled to Pella, Iowa and took on Central College. Each team won match play 5-4 against the Dutch. The Bulldogs then came back to campus and hosted Hastings College on Saturday, March 25th, where they both won 7-0. The win against Hastings College marked the 5th straight win for the men's team.
On Tuesday, March 28th, the women's team took on Baker University in Lawrence, Kansas, where they walked out with a win going 5-2 in match play. On Saturday, March 1st, both the men and the women's teams played host to Morningside University, and both teams fell 6-1 in match play.
This week, both teams will host Doan University. Action for the women will be on Tuesday, April 4th at 4:30 p.m. The men will then host the Tigers at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 5th. Sko Dawgs.
2 weeks ago, the Concordia softball team played 2 doubleheaders at home. On Thursday, March 23rd, the Bulldogs played Nebraska Wesleyan University at 4 and 6 p.m. The Bulldogs were unable to get much going offensively as they fell 4-0 in Game 1 and 8-0 in Game 2.
On Saturday, March 25th, the team began GPAC play. Morningside University came to town for games at 1 and 3 p.m. In Game 1, the Bulldogs only managed 2 hits, but scratched across 2 runs thanks to RBIs from sophomore Kylie Schottenkirk and junior Taylor Glaus. Sophomore Megan Urich held the Mustangs to 1 run on 6 hits with 8 strikeouts, picking up the complete game win.
The Bulldogs finished Game 1 with a 2-1 defeat of the Mustangs. In Game 2, the Bulldogs came up short and lost 3-1. Concordia then traveled to Doane University on Tuesday, March 28th, where they faced off against former teammate and current Tiger, Camry Moore. The Bulldogs were unable to overcome the Tigers, who took both games with scores of 6-2 and 7-5.
Back at home on Saturday, April 1st, the Bulldogs took on yet another GPAC opponent in Hastings College. The Bulldogs were unable to piece together a win, only coming away with 4 runs in the 2 games. Hastings took both games of the set, winning 4-2 and 8-2.
With a record of 12-17 and 1-5 in GPAC play, the team will look to turn the tide as they take on Midland University at home on Friday, April 7th at 1:03 p.m. Then again on Saturday at 1:03 p.m., the Bulldogs will host Northwestern College here in Seward at Plum Creek Park. Good luck, dogs.
The men and women's outdoor track and field season began Saturday, March 25th, as they traveled to Des Moines, Iowa for the Grandview University Viking Relays. The Bulldogs had 6 event champions. Sophomore Jack Ellis won the men's 10,000 meters. Both the men and women's 4x800-meter relay teams won. Junior Riley Haker won the women's 1,500 meters. Sophomore Nathan Pennekamp won the 3,000-meter steeplechase. And junior Calvin Rode won the men's 1,500 meters.
Because of her performance at the Grandview Viking Relays, Haker was named the GPAC Track Athlete of the Week. On Saturday, April 1st, the team traveled to Kearney, where they participated in the Central Nebraska Challenge. The invite was a big win for the Concordia Outdoor Track team.
The team tallied 5 automatic qualifying marks on the day, as well as getting 5 event winners. Freshman Matthew Boyer won the javelin event. Junior Josie Pools won the women's pole vault. Sophomore Jordan Kepke won the women's 400-meter hurdles. Freshman Adriana Rodenkall won the 100-meter hurdles. And junior Lauren Dawson won the 5,000-meter race walk.
The track and field team will travel to Pella, Iowa on Friday, April 7th, where they will participate in the Central College Invite, with action beginning at noon.
The men's golf team began their spring season at the Doane University Spring Invite on Saturday, March 25th. The team finished in 2nd place behind Southeast Community College. Junior Ivan Yaboot finished tied for 6th place with 144 strokes in the 2 rounds of play.
On Saturday, April 1st and Sunday, April 2nd, the Bulldogs traveled to Kansas, where they took part in the Bethel College Spring Invite. Concordia tied for 6th at the invite. The Bulldogs will be back in action on April 10th and 11th in Manhattan, Kansas, where they will take part in the Kansas Wesleyan University Midwest Spring National Invite.
The Concordia women's golf team is hosting the Concordia Bulldogs Spring Invitational on April 3rd and April 4th at the Highlands Golf Course in Lincoln. Action is set for 9 a.m. on April 3rd and 8:30 a.m. on April 4th. Good luck, Bulldogs.
From March 14th to the 18th, the Concordia shooting sports team competed at Nationals in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a team, they finished in 3rd place. Senior Wyatt Hambly got 1st in the Men's Sporting Clays Championship, 3rd in Men's Trap, and won the Male HOA individual title.
Junior Claire Key placed 3rd in Women's Skeet, following her fellow Bulldog junior Abby Keplin, who placed 2nd. Key did go on to win the Women's Double Skeet Championship. Junior Sam Blevins won the Men's Skeet Championship. In the Women's Trap Doubles, freshman Katie Welker finished 2nd, and freshman Angie Wolfert finished 3rd.
The Bulldogs also had 4 All-Americans and freshman Tanner Muff, as well as Blevins, Welker, and Hembley.
Thank you for joining us again for the Bulldog Sports Report. We'll see you next week.
And Skull!